United Health beat its earnings by 30%. The number that explains how is 86.7. United Health reported adjusted earnings about 30% above what Wall Street expected and raised its forecast for the year. The single number that explains the beat is the medical care ratio, and it is the same number that describes how much of your premium goes to your care. The simple version. United Health Group reported second quarter results before the market opened on July 16. Adjusted earnings were $6.38 per share against roughly $4.91 that analysts expected, a beat of about 30%, and the company raised its full-year forecast. Revenue was $112.0 billion, essentially flat from a year earlier. The beat did not come from selling more. Revenue barely moved. It came from keeping more of what came in, and the number that measures that is the medical care ratio. It fell to 86.7% from 89.4% a year earlier, and that swing is most of the story. The numbers. Total revenue was $112.0 billion, essentially flat from about $111.6 billion a year earlier. United Health Group, Form 8K, filed July 16, 2026. Adjusted diluted earnings were $6.38 per share, up from $4.08 a year earlier. Reported earnings under standard accounting rules were $6.04 per share. United Health Group. Wall Street analysts had expected roughly $4.91 in adjusted earnings, so the beat was about 30% analyst consensus as reported. Earnings from operations were $8.0 billion. Up about 54% from $5.2 billion a year earlier. United Health Group. The medical care ratio was 86.7%, down from 89.4% a year earlier, and included $860 million of net favorable prior period development. United Health Group. The company raised full-year adjusted earnings guidance to a range of $19.50 to $20.00, up from a prior outlook of at least $17.75. United Health Group. Medicare Advantage membership fell by 965,000 since the end of 2025, and community and state Medicaid membership fell by 380,000 in the quarter. United Health Group. The company said it would eliminate 30% of prior authorization volume by the end of 2026. United Health Group. United Health repurchased $4 billion of its own shares in the quarter and returned $2.1 billion to shareholders in dividends. United Health Group. What the medical care ratio is and why it cuts both ways. The medical care ratio, sometimes called the medical loss ratio, is the share of every premium dollar an insurer spends on actual medical care rather than keeping for administration, marketing, and profit. If the ratio is 86.7%, then for every dollar you pay in premiums, about 87 cents goes to care, and about 13 cents stays with the company to cover costs and profit. That single number reads in exactly opposite directions depending on which chair you sit in. To a shareholder, a falling ratio is good news. The company is keeping more of what it collects, which is why earnings jumped and the stock was rewarded. To a policyholder, a falling ratio means a smaller share of their premium came back as care. There is a floor. Under the Affordable Care Act, large employer health plans must spend at least 85% of premiums on care and refund the difference if they fall short. United Health's 86.7% sits just above that line, which is legal and normal, and also means the improvement that drove the earnings beat is bounded by law. One caution on the number. United Health said the 86.7% included $860 million of favorable prior period development, which means claims from earlier periods came in lower than the company had reserved for. That flatters the ratio this quarter and is not necessarily repeatable, which is the kind of detail that lives in the report and rarely in the headline. The real cost lends on 13 cents of every dollar. The consumer version of this is not complicated. It is the gap between what a household pays in premiums and what comes back as care. At a medical care ratio of 86.7%, about 13 cents of every premium dollar stays with the insurer rather than paying for care. On a $12,000 a year family premium, a stated example, That is roughly $1,600 a year that covers administration and profit rather than medical bills. A year earlier, at a ratio of 89.4%, the same math left about $1,270 with the insurer. So the change is roughly $330 more per year kept out of care on that example premium. That difference across United Health's book is measured in billions. 1 point of the ratio on $112 billion of revenue is about $1.12 billion, and the ratio moved about 2.7 points versus last year. None of that means any specific person was denied any specific care, and this article is not claiming that. It is the plain arithmetic of what a medical care ratio describes, viewed from the premium payer's side, and it is the mirror image of the number the market cheered. The same number that explains a 30% earnings beat also describes how much of your premium came back as care. It fell. What this means? When a company that sells you something reports a big profit beat driven by keeping more of what it collects, it is worth asking where that money used to go. For an insurer, the answer is in one published number, and it is the medical care ratio. The falling membership figures point the same way. United Health's Medicare Advantage rolls shrank by nearly a million people since the end of last year, so the improved profitability came alongside covering fewer people, not more. A shareholder reads discipline. A patient reads a narrower door. What this is not a prediction of where United Health stock, premiums, or membership go next. This is not advice about buying, selling, or holding United Health shares or any other security or fund. This is not advice about choosing, keeping, or dropping any health plan, and it is not guidance for open enrollment. This is not a claim that any individual was denied care, which the medical care ratio does not measure. This is not a claim that United Health did anything. Sources: United Health Group Incorporated, Form 8K, filed July 16, 2026, U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, Edgar, https://www.sec.gov/cgibin/browse/edgar, action equals get company and CIK equals UNH and type equals 8K. United Health Group, Q2 2026 results and investor materials, https://www.unitedhealthgroup.com/investors.html. U.S. Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, Medical Loss Ratio 45 CFR Part 158. https://www.cmsgov/marketplace/private health insurance/medical loss ratio.